Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rep to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need, that's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do.
Good evening, everyone. It's another edition live here with the Lauder Hill Legend, another edition of Speak On It. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show, I'm here with my co-host Cornell and my co-host Celebration. What's up to everybody?
Hey now.
Yep.
What's good?
And we got tonight we're going to talk about some NFL predictions. We're going to talk about these NFL players smoking weed. The state of the University of Miami college football. Mayweather versus McGregor. That might be the first thing we go into. Entertainment with Celebration. And our number one ranked and rated and commented on segment, Cool Time with Cornell. So I'm anxious for myself. I'm anxious for myself to see who the fool of the week is going to be. I really am. So, y'all, please make sure you stay tuned for that. Also, we're going to talk about Desmond Howard picking the University of Miami to go to the college football playoffs. And last but not least, we want to talk about high school football recruiting and the new rules that they have in the state of Florida, Florida High School Athletic Association. I just kind of want to give my two cents on that, how students can kind of go to any school they want to go to, basically. So everybody sit back in your seat, relax, enjoy yourself, like I always say, like it's an old 1990 slow jam in a Cadillac. Just sit back and relax, enjoy yourself. We got a good show ahead of us. We had to start a little late. Cornell had to sign his contract papers, so he's got them all signed. and we ready to go.
Yeah,
so I know we're everything taken care of. So we can get started. Give me 2 minutes and we'll be right back with the start of our show.
Let the band deal with this. In my A style. Old school. Okay. Shut up. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up? Okay. Shut up. Okay. They what's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Fogo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans. Smoke some weed and ain't got no place to go though. But all my boys and boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those
bigger
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling top or something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the mess, hit the season it was in. Hell, cause they ain't feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. See, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit.
Got all type of stuff.
I had a man tell another man before the fight, dance for me, boy. Now, he playing the stage, dance for me, boy. Now, you can interpret that in any way you want to interpret that. And again, like I said, I'm only stating facts. So I'm going to state a fact from my little group that I said concerning the fight. And here's how, what I said about the fight, and I don't back off on nothing that I said. And I said it defies logic for anyone to think that someone that has never done something would be better than the person that has been better than anybody for the last 21 years at what you're trying to do. Only makes sense under a tent, I'll explain that later, who's dancing now. That was all captioned with a picture of Conor McGregor's face disfigured after a right cross by Floyd Mayweather. As we all know, Floyd Money Mayweather, the member of the TMT team, of which I'm a small, very small stockholder, won the fight. The fight was stopped in the 10th round. A lot of people said it shouldn't have been stopped. A lot of people didn't want it to be stopped. They wanted him to get beat down. I say the fight should have been stopped because when it all comes down to it, I don't want to see it. It is a sport, and you got to play by the rules. So if the rules are you stop the fight at that point, you stop the fight. I don't care about what a man said or whether I dislike him or not. So they're stating that Floyd was stated to make close to $300 million. Conor McGregor made over $100 million, which is more than all the money he's ever made in all of his UFC fights. And I just want to state facts. Cornell, let me hear your opinions. I'm ready.
Well, my opinion on that is Floyd took him to school.
Oh, he took him
for
to school.
For the first three rounds, I was like, hold on now. Floyd, don't tell me you're going to throw this fight because you only do about 9 or 10 punches in three rounds. But then as the fight went on, you said, okay, you're going to let this dude punch himself out. Get him in the deep water and beat the brakes off of him. After the third, after maybe the fourth or fifth round, the fight was really over. And then you would hear people talking about how many times Conor hit him. He hit him, I think, 111 times. Well, Floyd walked straight into him. He walked straight through all his punches. He's supposed to be this big power punch. He said he was going to knock Floyd out into the ground. He took his best shot, so he hit Floyd uppercut after the first round. And Floyd kept coming for it. I never seen a fight. I thought it would have ended in the eighth round. I gave it the eighth round TKO knockout. But I wish they wouldn't have stopped. I would have liked to see him on his back.
Because
when you stop it, you give him a way out. And he said, "Well, you didn't put me down. I could have recovered. I'm used to it." Whatever in the MMA and they don't stop the fight. I think I could have. Man, you was done. Your hands went up. Once his hands dropped, it was over. It was just talk.
Nah, the fight was over. I mean, he lost. He lost fair and square. And I don't want to hear all of this other mess about he hit him more than anybody has. And what a great day.
His normal fight where he counter punching and get in and get out. He's doing the shoulder rules. He came straight forward. Bullied a bigger man.
Yeah, I'm hearing all this mess about it was a great debut.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Had he been in the ring with a Triple G or Canelo, that fight would have ended in 3 rounds. 40 years old.
It wasn't no good debut because you got TKO. I mean, where in the world is this okay? That's what I don't understand with the world now. It's like nobody seems to look at common sense. Where in the world is it okay for me to get in the ring, fight somebody, get technically knocked out? And it's an okay debut. It's not a good debut. That's your butt kick.
Well, Tommy, you see why Floyd came to the ring in the ski mask. He know it was a robbery. He know he was robbing.
Well, I don't want to say he robbed me, because I want to give a shout out to Refined Queen. That's Refined with a D underscore Queen. I want to give a shout out to Refined Queen. Go follow her on Instagram, everybody. I don't know if this is right or not, but she streamed the fight live on Instagram, and I watched for free. So I want to just give a shout out to Refined Queen.
Shout out, Refined Queen. That's how
right.
you do
Refined,
it,
Ma.
Good job.
Straight out of Texas.
That's the problem, I had with it.
What's that?
You had people actually thinking he was going to be through it.
Nah, that's what I don't understand.
If they went in the octagon, nobody would have gave Floyd a chance. It would have been, I say Floyd would have been out of there in the first round. He's a younger, bigger, stronger guy. So why would you get this man who's never been in a boxing ring against one of the greatest fighters ever, possibly the greatest fighter ever, and think he's going to win? I couldn't understand that.
I don't get it. I don't understand. A lot of people really thought that he would win, and like I said, you're not thinking logically. You're thinking with your heart. You want Floyd to lose. You know, a lot of people don't like Floyd Mayweather. You know,
I mean, I
know
a big fan of him, a person. Well, you know what? I don't know a person. Just the stuff I've seen. Only problem I ever had with him is how I seen one of them HBO specials. Where they follow him around, and he totally disrespected his dad. That's the only problem I ever had. Anything other than that, I could care less. That's his money. He do what he want to do with his money.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't like to flaunt. You know, he flaunts his wealth. You know, that's why I saw him. I saw a video of him going to the bank or whatever, and he pulled so much money out of the bank that they had to put it around the back of the bank, and they carried it out on a dolly. And
that's his money. He earned it.
Yeah, it was $250,000 in one, and he took it all. He loaded it up.
Excuse me.
He loaded it up in the truck like he was coming from Home Depot. They were loading it up in the truck. They went to the club and made it rain. That's big money, man. But when you got it,
it's his money.
That's stupid.
It's his money. What can you tell him to do with it, you know? I mean, he got it. Hey, that's just that. So, I mean, it's easy to sit here and judge.
They patched things up. They're back on decent terms, and his dad was on with Shannon. Undisputed, talking about the fight, like pre-fight show. Yeah, they're straight. And Dad is funny.
That,
he's
what
hilarious.
I'm talking about I'm talking about is it's been some years ago.
That was before
he was disrespectful. I saw it.
That was when
he
was
on
the train.
Yeah, that was dirty. He let him have it.
That was wrong. That was on HBO. I watched that. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, that was an HBO special.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only problem I ever had with anything else, hey man. I can't tell you what I'm
doing. It is what it is. I might go fight him. If they give me $100 million, I'll fight him for that. I'll do it.
Well,
right now.
Well, T.I.
What's up?
T.I. had the audacity to put his name up there talking about some
he
wanna fight Floyd.
He look like a fool. He
looked
more foolish than me.
Florida give Jeff what he looking for.
If
I can get in the ring for 36 minutes and make $100 million, I don't care, man. No, you
do it. Right?
Hey, Conor McGregor will party after the fight.
Nah, I ain't getting in there.
Conor will party after the fight.
No.
Man,
I'd go in the middle of the ring and fall down and get my check, bro. It would happen.
Man, listen, that sweet, they don't call it that sweet science for nothing. Y'all don't want to get in that rain. That's just a bunch of talk. I ain't getting in that rain with nobody.
That's
I ain't getting hit. I don't want to get hit. You know,
I hear you. I'm not me. I'll be all right.
Cornell,
I'm cashing that check. I get in there with Tyson and
right.
his prime.
You ain't gonna get in there with Tyson and his prime.
Look at him.
I cash that check, boy.
Right?
Man, go
ahead.
Hey, you risk your life every day getting up going to work for free. Well,
yeah.
not for free, but not that kind of money. So I'm going to get in there. If he not, he's going to knock me out. I'm going to lay down. I ain't getting up. But I'll be all right.
Now, what you call it?
A couple months in the hospital.
Ricky Smiley had T.I. on the show Friday, and I was listening to it, and they kept trying to, you know, pick and see what T.I. was going to say about the Mayweather fight. And he was trying to keep it cool and keep it casual. You know, he wasn't trying to be all in his feelings, but they were picking because they knew that was messy. That's what this whole beef is about, like him saying he'll fight him now. I don't think T.I. want to do that. I think he might want to not do that.
You know what?
I don't think he want to do that for real. Like, no.
Let him go on. You know what? Let him, and I'm just going to say it like this, excuse my lane. Let his dumb ass go on in the ring.
He's over there trying to fight over his wife supposedly messing with Mayweather. He's still on that. He need to get over that, for real. He need to stop,
like I said,
he'll get killed.
It defies logic to think you can beat somebody at something that they've been doing forever.
Hey,
it's your first time he's going to win. He just wanted to check.
He don't need that check. He got plenty of money.
See, somebody
you
like
can't
that.
Never have enough money.
Somebody like that, like Mike Tyson did Mitch Green. You know how Mike Tyson
did Mitch Green?
Hey,
man,
that was bad enough. For me to fight you, it's all or nothing. Like you said, it's all or nothing for me to fight you. So the winner take all. Ain't no, you get nothing guaranteed. And he stepped his butt in the ring, got his butt whooped, and they ain't get nothing. That's why he broke nine and ain't got nothing.
Uh-oh.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'd do if I was Floyd.
Choose
you
want to
fight? We can fight. The winner take all.
But no, you won't never get no fight.
Well, then there you go. No. Then those scrub don't need to fight you. The winner take all. fight then, see? They won't get in there. They're just trying to get a check, man. That's all. Yeah, it's just like McGregor did. To me, McGregor pulled off the robbery of the century, in my opinion.
Hey, the funniest thing
he
I
did.
Heard, I watched this sports show, and the guy named Rob Parker said, that's the first time in history that a black man gave a white man welfare.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That man will never have to think about working again. That was one well orchestrated. I didn't even believe it. I thought that was a fake fight to begin with. I didn't really believe it was real from the very beginning, but that man got a nice check. He's straight forever.
To me, Floyd had more to lose on his legacy than money.
He did, but that's why it wasn't a real fight. I believe from very early on that this whole thing was mass marketing and, you know, a marketing scheme to push Mayweather over as one of the few billionaire athletes. He's part of that little elite group now. Is making $1 billion.
I don't think that was it. I just think Conor McGregor talked this way in $100 million.
Into $100 million check. I don't
hate
him for that. He's smart.
He's been talking it up about 2 years, man.
Yeah.
That was a lick. He hit a lick, for real.
I'm going to tell you this. Watch this. Watch McGregor don't fight again. Don't have another boxing match.
Well, I mean,
watch what I say.
Not another MMA match, not another boxing match, no more.
No, he's going to fight MMA.
He'll do
it.
He's
going
to fight
MMA.
He's going to
get back in MMA?
That's crazy.
Man, listen. If I were a man... and I fought Mayweather, and I got a check for getting my behind beat, so I would not be doing nothing. No more. I'm done. I quit. $100 million is a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
retire.
It's a lot of money, man. Well, it's only really about 50 million when you think about it. You can chop that in half. Anything they make like that, you can chop all that in half. But the tax
and
man
it's
right
still
there.
Sexy.
Right,
and
tax
it's still
man
sexy.
Come
it'll still spin. It'll still spin.
No
matter what. Spin it. That's
man,
right.
Man,
it's
fine. I worked with a man one time. He won the Fantasy Five, $225,000. He went down there to get his check, and it was $14.73. And he said, "What is
lies,
this?"
The lies.
And they say, "Sir, this all your back child support. You don't owe the state of Florida no more child support." Hey, with that right there, we're gonna go to a quick break. We're gonna go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Let the band deal with it. In my age style, old school. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, they what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Photo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of bees. Smoke weed and ain't got no place to go though. But all my boys and boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those bigger white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polo. I've been used again, accused again. Did it time been rolling top or something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Shit, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit, shut up, okay, what's up? Shut up, okay, what's up?
Conor McGregor. I mean, it was a good spectacle. I mean, if you want to call it
that.
But I think it was good entertainment. It I don't know. The country now is at a very divisive time, you know, with everything that's going on in the country, and I saw a lot of Americans cheering for a non-American. That right there kind of bothered me a little bit.
You had a white guy, a black guy. So you got that dynamic going.
Yeah.
And then you both of them trash talking. Both of them
true.
Flamboyant.
True.
And
true.
Very.
That was the perfect storm. And then they played the race card up with Connor. Floyd let him do that.
Yeah.
What black man you know gonna let a white dude walk by and pat him on his head?
Yeah, but he endorsed him in the arena
to make that kind of money. He had to even agree to do that fight with him and give him that chance. How are you gonna just pat him on his head? Come on, that was all
marketing and promotion.
Yep.
I'm just glad it didn't be any race.
They played up the race card on that.
They try. I think
Connor said something other than dance for me, boy. He said something.
He called him a dancing monkey. He called him a monkey.
He said something about, see, and I didn't quote that. The reason I didn't quote that was because I couldn't confirm.
He compared him to the flying monkeys from The Wiz. He said that. I did see that. Yes, he did do that. He said that. He compared him to that.
And then you got people out there that'll pay any amount of money to watch Floyd lose. They've been looking for somebody to shut the loud about black men.
But like I said, you had a lot of, and I'm just glad on my timeline because I think I got the most diverse timeline of friends list in Facebook.
I do.
I got the most diverse one in the world. And I ain't see no foolishness going on, man. Cause see, back in the day, it used to go down on mine. It didn't go down on mine.
I tried to come on there and get something started, but I remember you worked for the county. You know, I know you.
I appreciate your thinking. And again, that's why I don't want to win the lottery. And I'm still looking for you to get them that damn blueprint to that time machine. I ain't forgot about that. I'm gonna get that. But wait a minute.
Did y'all see right before the fight when they were doing the weigh-in? Did you notice what some of the memes were showing about McGregor at the weigh-in when they were in each other's face? What was that? What was that about? You know what I'm talking about? You didn't see that?
Trying to get people to argue and fuss and all of that. That's all, you know.
Nah.
But see, them two there didn't have nothing to do with that. So they didn't have nothing with that. I'm okay with that.
I heard
but like
dogs
I said,
barking. Wait a minute.
I ain't going to quote the thing about the monkeys. I don't know if he really said that. I know he said dance for
he
me,
said
boy. Because I was watching that.
He said it.
Dancing now? That's all. He danced on your head for 10 rounds.
Well, both of them dancing. You know, they walked away with a lot of money, man.
Conor
McGregor shouldn't be ashamed about nothing.
But win or lose, they was going to walk away with that. Like I had to tell Chris Barcelo, basically, one of my classmates.
Hey, Chris.
He talking about they dancing all the way to the bank. Nah, they was going to dance to the bank anyway. They was going to dance to the bank anyway. The icing on the cake is the ass kicking. Because, see, let me tell you something. Don't punch his hurt now. Don't think he had to get some treatment or something.
He
now.
Had to work for that. That's
right. Don't punch his hurt now. So,
ain't no hanging your head when you walking out of there with nine figures.
You'd be good. Go to the hospital.
When the consolation prize is enough for you to build a legacy on, then it's a little different.
Right.
The pain is a little less.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. That I go. It ain't like ooh, I don't want to say no name. But it ain't like walking on the food in the seventh grade. And so-and-so beat so-and-so behind so bad, you know, for free. So it's just a little different. I ain't going to say no name.
But you ain't going to say no name, though.
Y'all
want
me to do it, don't you?
We are not going down. butt whooping past lane. We just gonna leave that alone. We just gonna leave that alone. We gonna leave that in the past.
We gonna leave that in
the past. In the past.
The city of the craziest people on earth. A lot of you. All right. Moving right along to some college football. We got some college football predictions. We got Florida State playing Alabama. I predict that FSU will be victorious in this. I say this in the most vainglorious tone in my voice because I'm known as a jinx for college football. Because I'm a jinx for college football, I'm picking Florida State. And I just got a text message from a Dallas Cowboy fan. Man, don't nobody care about Dallas Cowboys. But in the most vaingloriousness in my voice, I want Florida State to win. Therefore, that means they will lose. So
be ranked number one again, when they face Miami.
Yeah, well, they ain't gonna beat the Tide, man. I mean, leave
Florida State alone.
305.
They gonna
beat D County.
I guess we're supposed to talk about Miami now, guys. So
yeah.
Here we go with University of Miami, the mighty, mighty University of Miami Hurricanes will start Malik Rozier at quarterback. This is a quarterback 3 years ago. I said on this very show that should not even have a scholarship to the University of Miami. I'm going to hold on to those words, and I'm going to say it again. He still should not have a scholarship to the University of Miami. I don't think in any way a quarterback that will ever lead us anywhere, and I've thrown away all chances of us even going to the ACC championship if he is under somebody's butt taking a snap. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. And that Cornell, you may have otherwise. Cornell,
yeah, Tommy,
you are invited. Yeah.
I'm happy to give the man a chance. I mean, the man beat out the competition.
Well, again,
he's actually had some pretty decent stats too. He's doing all right now, according to what's been written about him. He seems to be doing okay.
What's been written about? He ain't played against. But listen, you are judged at the University of Miami by two things: championships and beating Florida State. That we don't want to hear about nothing else. He ain't beat Florida State.
The last one who beat Florida State was Jacory Harris, but you know, and Randy Shannon. But we don't even know.
But we know how you feel about Randy Shannon. Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody has an off year. I mean, that was probably an off year for Florida State. I mean,
Cleon last week.
That must be an off. You know, Cleon had a couple of text messages about you too. He was saying,
he was
"What are you talking about?"
He was hating. I did the research. I was on the research team listening. Didn't I pull up them facts? Come on, Cleo, call in. Let's go. Let's run it. You was hating on the boy. You was hating on your boy, man.
I know Cleo.
Cleo, I know he's listening. Hey, Cleo.
Yeah, I'm sure he's watching football.
He didn't
want
to call in this week, huh? I made him mad.
Cleo. Leon will be all right. But like I was saying, Malik Rozier, in my opinion, should not be even playing for the University of Miami. He should be at a mid-major, like maybe your Ball State, maybe a Alcorn State or something like that. He should not be at the University.
We'll see. And if depending on how he plays during that Florida State game, hey. This freshman should take over if he falls
on his face. Like I said, I know you and I we're gonna go to some travel to a game or two this year. So I know one you'll be down there for the Virginia game. So I'm make sure I put you on the list for that. And I'm thinking about going to Tallahassee for the Florida State game.
Me too.
So we can just meet right there and see that in person. So.
Well,
like
I want to see how he does against Bethune. I'm not looking to.
That's like a scrimmage.
For the score,
like
I want to see if you can go through your progressions or if you can.
But the reason that don't impress me because it ain't the same game speed. It's not.
Here's the thing, though, Tommy. Mm-hmm. When he played against Duke. When they did that 9 or 10 lateral play to win the game, he actually played pretty decent. Made some nice throws out there.
You thought that was decent?
Under the circumstances. Under the circumstances.
But
your first time seeing live bullets.
You got to get
hey, the starting quarterback they had last year, he wasn't all that.
Who? Felicia Dorman?
Yeah.
Her son? Daughter, I should say. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Y'all.
Wow.
Felicia's son, I'm sorry.
It wasn't like he was setting the world on fire.
He was capable. He was a capable passer.
Tell me what's his signature win.
I honestly can't answer.
His signature win. I like that terminology.
I don't know who told him to go to the NFL. You need your junior year to be a 6th-round draft pick.
Damn.
That's like a college basketball player. That's a senior.
Exactly.
That what you about to say?
Exactly.
Yeah. I kind of figured that. Well, hey, man, if you say so, we'll see, man. You know, it is, and if I'm wrong, I'll be man enough to come on here and stand corrected. Maybe he'll even call in. I mean, I know from the University of Miami player. I can get in touch with him easily. So, you know,
I want to see how he, the first 3 games. I want to see how he looks.
No,
the first 2 games, because the 3rd game against Florida State.
I just have a problem with somebody that has not been recruited by the University of Alabama, and you're from Alabama. I just got a problem with that. I always will. And that's why I know.
Yeah, that Alabama thing is
well,
tight.
Hold on, Tommy. What's the young man from your school last year that Miami didn't recruit and ended up out in Utah?
No, let me tell you something. They recruited him at the end. They came at the end.
But they wasn't there from the beginning.
You talking about Tyler Huntley? Tyler Huntley will win the Heisman Trophy in 2 years.
Well, you heard it on this show. I'll be waiting for him.
You heard it on this show. Tyler Huntley,
Vegas.
Number one for Utah
Vegas.
Utes.
From the jump, he didn't get recruited by Miami. Or you say Florida State didn't recruit him either, so.
Well, Florida
State. You can say that about him.
Florida was stupid.
And maybe the offense Alabama was running didn't fit him. I honestly think Mark Richt encouraged Brad Kaye to leave because he wanted to run a quarterback. He wanted to run the spread. So you got Brad Kaye, he running the spread offense, but you know he never running the ball.
But Malik Rozier did not have a lot of offers coming out of high school.
You know who else didn't have a lot of offers coming out of high school? And you know, I ain't saying he's gonna be that good. Ed Reed. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm.
I ain't saying he's gonna be that good.
How many Ed Reeds are there in the world?
Hey man, you never know. You got to give a young man a chance, man. And hey, the talent will show it.
Here are the teams that offered a scholarship to Malik Rozier: Middle Tennessee State, Louisiana Lafayette.
These are not Division I schools, right? These are like
they're mid-majors.
They're mid-range, yeah.
That's Middle Tennessee State. Furman, they offered him. Southern Miss offered him. Arkansas State.
That's not bad.
Northern Illinois. in Western Kentucky and the University of Miami.
Guess who gave him that scholarship?
I'm going to tell you what that sounds like. Listen to this now. Listen to this. You at a restaurant. Sir, what kind of steak would you like? Flank steak? Would you like a butt steak? Would you like a old-ass steak that's been sitting in the refrigerator for 3 weeks? Or would you like this filet mignon right here? What the hell you going to pick, Cornell? The filet mignon? Come on, man. He wasn't
You're right. If we were talking about steak. Is. But now, guess who recruited him? Guess who gave him that offer? The man you sat up there skinning and grinning with.
His best friend.
He also recruited you, huh?
He never recruited Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson was going there anyway. He didn't have to work on no Duke Johnson.
He also
wanted to play for UM his whole life.
Well, what about Mark Walton?
That's probably another. I ain't gonna knock. I ain't gonna knock him. But he
See, let me tell you something, boy. I know how to play cards, boy. I got that trump card on you. What about Steve Coley? I bet you won't say nothing about
that. What about him?
You tell me.
You know my honest opinion on that? I wish he'd have went to Florida State because he'd have been the first round draft pick in 3 years.
You know what though? In all honesty, all jokes put aside, he probably would have gone there.
Stacy went there to a team with a bad quarterback and a bad coach. Now, had he went to Florida State, whatever's gonna be, you can't go back. I think he's gonna be all right. Had he got to play a year or two with Jameis Winston, he'd have been nationwide known.
He'd have been there with Jameis, huh?
Yeah. Him and Dalvin.
Oh, that's crazy right there, man.
Nah, he went to a school with a bad coach. His best year was his freshman year, and he had a decent quarterback in Stephen Morris. Brad Kaiser, oh man, I might be a little biased on that now, but I went to games where I would see Stacy wide open on a post corner route, and he would always throw the Saints through like a little 5 yard out to the tight end. It was like he didn't read from deep to short. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to do it, but that's what I heard. You're supposed to read from deep to short.
He
would take the safe throw. That's why the tight ends look so good playing with him. Because they're running 5 yard pass time.
Now, remember, that's today's logic of football and quarterback. You know what Joe Montana did now? Joe Montana in that West Coast, he read short to deep. And see, a lot of people don't really know. And you got to look back at that the success they had on that. Roger Craig
They weren't running that. They weren't running that. And Brad Kaye ain't no Joe Montana.
Yeah, well, no, of course not, sir. They would never be. I mean, well, I take that back. I know somebody that's going to be a Joe Montana, and his name is Justin Fields. Because if Justin Fields signs with Florida State, you might as well pencil in Florida State as a national champion, and maybe even a back-to-back. I want you to Google him. All of y'all that's out there listening, make sure you Google Justin Fields. He's committed.
What did he play? He's quarterback?
He played quarterback. He's ahead of Jameis Winston in high school. And I said it. You heard it here. You might as well get ready to pencil Florida State in as a champion. Justin Fields, you know what? That's a good one. Let me see. I can't remember. I want to say he's from Georgia. He's from Kennesaw. That's right. He's from right up there in Atlanta, just north of Atlanta, Kennesaw, Georgia.
Okay.
Harrison High School. When I tell
you, that's about 15 minutes away from me.
Yeah, that's nowhere from you. When I tell you that this boy is smooth across the board, this here, I'm telling you, this one here, I'm excited about, because Miami got about a 2% chance of getting this boy. And that 2%, I'm holding out for that. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the ticker right there. Arkansas just scored on FAMU. That's 28-0. A defensive touchdown.
They getting their check, man. You know they would come there to be sacrificial lambs and tackle
it. You know, if this game was played in 1950, it might be a little different going there. You know that?
Yeah.
It's a money game.
Well, see, like I told you before, if man, all the financial trouble the HBCUs are in, if all these top black kids go to these HBCUs and you know you give it over time to the TV start following it to get TV deals, man, don't you know what they can do with them colleges, man? But see, everybody got, you know, we got so many people with that St. Thomas mentality.
Oh Lord, now what St. Thomas?
Here you go.
Now what St. Thomas got to do with HBCUs?
It's the same thing. You got kids that's supposed to go to Philly, but you know.
Man, let it go for now.
For lack of better words, I guess Catholic ice cold than Baptist ice or something. I don't know. Every kid on that
they
team.
They get Gatorade.
Do you think they go to mass?
Yeah, they go to class.
Oh, come on, man. Ain't a Catholic on the team.
Mass and class.
We had to go to
mass
from Jamaica
true.
Or somewhere.
That was part of our school day. Some days
you
had to go to mass in the gym.
So, Tommy, you a Catholic?
No, I'm non-denominational.
Well, what you were doing at a Catholic school?
To get an education. You went to a Christian school, basically, didn't you?
No, I went to a Hula school.
A Hula school? What is that?
A hoodlum school.
A hoodlum school. Man.
Oh, boy. Listen, why are you on the subject since you're so strong on this here about HBCUs and football players and all of that? All this ties in with I guess what most of y'all quote unquote think is going on in America. So I think it's time for that segment of the show, sir. I want to hear who you. I can't believe I'm even going to use this terminology. I'm not going to use the terminology. I'm going to let you say it.
You want me to say it? The cool of the week.
Yeah.
Cornelia,
this one here, man, he should have got it last week, really. So I guess this is a retroactive cool. The guy who was behind Donald Trump holding up the sign.
Yahweh didn't get away?
Nah, and I'm ashamed to admit.
That's not Yahweh been Yahweh.
I used to listen to this guy radio show, man, and it was actually kind of entertaining.
Now, see,
back in 2003, he had a funny radio show, man. I used to actually listen to Michael the Black Man. I think it was on 89.3 or something.
Oh my God!
Even my dog came off at him. You heard?
but why?
Oh, come on, man. He's strategically placed behind Trump. How he got that seat? I seen the dog spots around his eyes. I knew he was cool.
Well, you know what, though? In defense of him, because every week when you come out with this, I have to defend some part of it.
Well,
which is very hard.
Conversation. Go ahead.
I got to defend. Listen, I told you I don't want to win that lottery. I told you that. So...
we ain't gonna be friends no more.
Not if I win that $700 million, we ain't gonna be friends. Ain't none of y'all gonna be friends with me no
more. We ain't gonna be friends no more.
That's why I don't wanna win the lottery. But in defense of him, he does have a right to his own beliefs about his own
political
beliefs.
Most definitely.
So what's wrong with being back that in?
Ain't nothing wrong with you being back there. Just be back though. You talking about blacks for Trump. You ain't gotta hold up no side. We see you black. Are you the representative for the blacks for Trump? I'm not saying blacks who support Trump are coons. I ain't saying that. You know, if I had the money, I might support him too.
Well, Lil Boosie said that's what he was doing.
Well, hey, I ain't saying you're a coon because you support Trump. I'm just saying you back there cooning. What are you doing, man? Come on, man. You back there putting on a show. You look like an idiot back there. You the only black person back there, and somehow you got that seat directly behind him. How do you think you got that?
Well, hey, he going to go down in history then on Blog Talk Radio as the second coon of the week. Hey, at this time, please update us on this entertainment news, please, that's going on.
What?
I know we got 2 minutes, but give it to us.
Right. It's not even going to be that long. We covered the majority of it. With talking about the fight and all this, but I did want to mention, and I did do a little story about it this week. Celebration hit it up on Instagram. Miss Beyonce Knowles Carter, that's CELLIBRATION. You can see it there. Beyonce Knowles Carter, a Houston native, donated $7 million to the Harvey Tropical Storm Hurricane Relief Fund through her foundation, the Be Good Foundation. So that is a great story to tell. I'm really impressed with that. And I think a lot of celebrities have joined forces to make donations. I think Kevin Hart put out the call for, you know, his A-list celebrity friends to at least try to give $25,000. The Rock, University of Miami football alum, also sent out to his friends and asked them to give as well. There was a lot of talk about the Red Cross not really distributing funds the way that they should. Ricky Smiley was turned away by the city of Houston, told that he should not take his F-150 truck and his boat out with the things that he's been collecting in Atlanta. But you know, they've since found a way to patch that and make that work. So shout out to all of those people who make so much money to entertain us, you know, giving back, because what's happening in Texas is completely unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened. But another thing I wanted to put out there, it's Virgo season, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I know Cornell doesn't like the fact that I went to St. Thomas Aquinas and all that, but, you know, it's Virgo season. I have a lot of Virgos on my line. And we are celebrating this month. There's an event you can see me at this weekend on Sunday. It is called Love Hate. If you remember Love Hate on South Beach, it's back, and it's going to be in Wynwood on the 3rd. I will be there. You can check me out there. And on Sunday, Pond de Plaza, September 10th. That's the real birthday throwdown for me because my birthday is on the 12th. Shout out to my peeps who are throwing that event. I will be there as well. So if you ever want to come out, see me, meet me there. I'll post it on celebration.com. Thank you guys for letting me talk today. I really appreciate you. Love you much.
Yeah, no,
that's all I got. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got, y'all. I'm done.
And before we go, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a big shout out to Andrew Hines, #9, Florida A&M University. He's from Hallandale.
Hey.
Played for Hallandale High School. Tyler Huntley, quarterback at Utah. Of course, he's from Hallandale. He'll be the Heisman Trophy winner in 2 years. Shout out to Taj McGowan, University of Central Florida. He scored a touchdown tonight against FIU. And even playing against FIU, another Hallandale alum, Shamar.
Hey.
Shamar played for FIU also as a true freshman. So shout out to all those guys, man, doing big things out there in the world of college football. And it ain't the same world as high school anymore. Really proud of those guys. Cornell, you got any last words and a shout-out?
No, not really, man. You handle it all. Just, you know, you handle it
okay.
all.
Okay. Well, me and Cornell, we can send in the University of Miami versus Virginia game, and we will be broadcasting live from that game. So everybody, please stay tuned. Also, to be announced, we may be at the Florida State and Miami game. We will definitely broadcast live from that as well. Hopefully, I'll be able to take Cornell around my old stomping ground in Tallahassee.
I've never been to Tallahassee either, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
it
you a gut box.
To see. Yeah,
you
know, man.
A gut box.
Who?
Yes, sir.
A gut box.
A gut box.
A gut box.
Yeah, man. That's
what
a Tallahassee. $5 chicken fingers and fries. Greatest ones
it's
in the world.
Delicacy.
So
it's a delicacy.
Yeah, a Tallahassee landmark. I'm gonna definitely take you there. One place I won't take you to is 4th Ave in Frenchtown. We ain't going nowhere over there.
Stay out of Frenchtown.
Stay out of Frenchtown. Anyway, shout out to everybody else and FAMU. Shout out to FAMU for getting a penalty for your uniform on the game tonight against Arkansas.
Hey.
They got a penalty because their uniforms was jacked up, Cornell.
Hold on. I was watching FAMU last week. The quarterback.
Ryan Stanley. He's from Flanagan. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. You want me to say it? He's called.
No, I ain't saying nothing. I'm just. It threw me off. Next thing
he's
you know,
good.
You're gonna have. Yeah, but next thing you know, you're gonna have one. What's the drum major? He's gonna be the drum major.
Lord have mercy. Producer, play the music before we get started off
today. Play us out, right?
Y'all have a good night, man. We enjoyed it. We love y'all. We'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right,
yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm going body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us, one knee I duck. Could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst. A fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back. Fuck getting hit. This is my hood. I'm a rep to the death of it. So everybody, come on. Little niggas is grown. Look rest. Don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase. The street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience. Leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never gets shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself.
they don't understand. They wanna see me on top, too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Who's you niggas? What you call an infinite brawl? Eternal souls clashing. War gets deep, some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars, brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop will get killed. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler purchased my brains. Niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complaints. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these niggas real hurting. Were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy. I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.